Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Napoleon Hill's Golden Rules by Napoleon Hill. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about success, or was it more of a confirmation of things you already suspected?
Hi there, Sam. It was honestly a bit of both. I mean, the core idea that your thoughts are things sounds almost mystical when you first hear it. But Hill is surprisingly practical. He's not saying you can just wish for $1 million and it'll appear. He's saying your dominant thoughts shape your actions, and your actions shape your results.
Right? And he's very clear that this isn't magical thinking. He calls it a science. There are these immutable laws, and if you align yourself with them, you can achieve almost anything. But the first step is realizing that your mind is like a broadcasting station.
Exactly. You're sending out vibrations all the time. If you're broadcasting fear and doubt, you attract circumstances that match that frequency. But if you broadcast confidence and purpose, you draw on opportunities. It's the law of attraction, but grounded in psychology.
Yeah, and he says the biggest obstacle isn't lack of opportunity or education. It's lack of a definite, burning desire. That's where his definite chief aim comes in. It's not just I want to be successful. It's a precise, written statement of what you want, why, and by when.
And you have to read it aloud twice a day. Once before sleep, once when you wake up. The idea is to program your subconscious mind so deeply that it becomes an obsession. Then your subconscious works on it even when you're not consciously thinking about it.
I actually tried that for a week, writing down my chief aim and reading it morning and night. And I have to admit, it did keep me more focused. I found myself noticing small things during the day that related to my goal, things I would have missed before.
See? That's the mechanism. You're training your reticular activating system. But Hill also says desire alone isn't enough. You need a plan, and then you need to take action. Procrastination and indecision are the twin enemies.
He says successful people make decisions quickly and change them slowly. Unsuccessful people do the opposite. That stuck with me. I'm definitely guilty of overthinking and second-guessing.
Oh, same. But the other big piece for me was the mastermind principle. You cannot do it alone. The lone genius is a myth. When two or more minds work in harmony toward a common goal, they create a third, invisible mind, a collective intelligence that's greater than the sum of its parts.
That's powerful. And he says you have to carefully select your mastermind group. People who share your vision and have complementary skills. It's not a social club. It's a strategic alliance.
Right. And to be a valuable member, you need a winning personality. Hill says your ability to get along with others is more important than your technical skills. He emphasizes genuine interest in other people, listening more than speaking, and giving honest appreciation.
There's a line about not criticizing, condemning, or complaining. That negative energy repels people. Instead, make others feel valued. It's not manipulation, it's recognizing inherent worth.
And it all ties back to your attitude. Hill calls a positive mental attitude your most important asset. It doesn't mean ignoring problems. It means focusing on solutions instead of obstacles. Believing that every setback carries the seed of an equivalent benefit.
He calls faith the head chemist of the mind. When you mix faith with your definite chief aim, you create a powerful elixir. But it's not blind faith, it's built through auto-suggestion. Repeating affirmations until your subconscious accepts them as true.
And then there's his view on failure. He doesn't see it as an end, it's a beginning. Every failure contains a lesson. The only real failure is giving up. He points to Lincoln, who lost election after election before becoming one of the greatest presidents.
That resilience requires self-discipline. Hill says you have to control your thoughts and emotions. Do what you should do even when you don't feel like it. Delay gratification. He identifies six basic fears: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, death, and says they're the primary obstacles.
And you overcome them by cultivating their opposites, faith, courage, and burning desire. Ultimately, this book is about personal responsibility. You can't blame your circumstances. Your destiny is determined by the thoughts you choose to entertain and the actions you take.
The part that got me was when he says you must stop being a creature of your environment and start being a creator of it. That's a huge shift in mindset. The reward isn't just wealth. It's becoming a person of character and purpose.
And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
My one takeaway, I'm going to write down a definite chief aim and actually commit to reading it twice a day, just to see where it takes me.
That's the spirit. At its core, this book says the only limits that truly exist are the ones we impose on ourselves. And the key to unlocking your potential is already in your hands. We'll see you in the next one.